Peter, I think I know what Kelly's eye is looking at today.
Well, I could change it very quickly. It's very much deja vu, because we have been here and we've looked at this before. But since we last looked at it, it's changed. When we looked at it the last time, it was about a 10-foot high piece of Spanish head slate. Mm. And today it's a 10-foot high piece of Spanish head slate, but halfway up it, it has a plaque.
It does. It's rather nice plaque. Bronze, presumably. A little Celtic design on it, and nice set lettering as well, and some dates there, and the details about the person it's for. Who was he?
Well, it reads, Archibald Knox, 1864 to 1933, artist and designer for Liberty & Co., and a leading exponent of the arts and crafts movement. Born in Cronkbourne Village, Braddon, and buried in Braddon Cemetery.
And should be mighty well known in the Isle of Man, certainly to Manx people anyway.
Well, Archibald Knox, yes, definitely well known. The remarkable thing I find about Archibald Knox, that there are still some people who were taught by him.
My father was.
Yes. He taught at the art school, but he also taught in the high school, and he taught in Ramsey Grammar School. Mm. But obviously those who were taught by him prior to the 30s are now
gone.
Well, getting few and far between.
Yeah.
But of course his work is well known throughout the world. In the Isle of Man, of course, we're very proud of his paintings, which you have to get accustomed to, I have to say. But the work he did for Liberties, which they, of course, made, he designed, the pewterware and the silverware, is in demand throughout the world. America, Japan in particular, and the prices are sky high.
That Celtic interlacing, though, is specifically his style, isn't it?
Well, it's the sort of thing he did. I don't know whether this has been taken from a piece of his work or...
This is not quite... 100% Knox.
Well, it's not the chain link, but then it's a motive at the top.
Yes.
But the thing about Archie was, of course, although everybody clamours after his work, everybody in the Isle of Man knows of him, when he died, headstone went on the grave, and that was it. Mm. There was no memorial, there was no nothing. Not until 1983, that was 50 years later after his death, the Isle of Man Victorian Society commissioned a plaque which was put on the site of the house in which he died at the end of Athol Street.
Yes.
The house itself has gone. It's now that garden where it meets up with Peel Road.
Isn't that quite extraordinary that you could go for 50 years without some recognition?
Well, that's it, 50 years. And it wasn't the government, it wasn't the museum, it wasn't any art group, but it was the Victorian Society. And he sort of sneaked into that by the date of when he was born as opposed to when he died. So that went up. And now we have this second... perhaps not so much a memorial to him, but something to tell people this is where he was born. He was born here in Cronkbourne. Mm. Here, where at the moment the sun is shining, this tree in front of us, the leaves are about to open, there's a lady hanging up her washing, and 139 years, whatever we are now, after his birth, the village is still alive. Not the same. The houses have been rendered and they've had different things done to them, they've been modernised and so on, yes. But the village, it's still a community, still a front row and a back row, the chapel's at the top, admittedly an office now, no longer a chapel and school for the children, but the village continues, and I think it is important that the likes of this goes up so that the people know this is the place, this is where he started. There's been lots of speculation in the past, or his father was the engineer, so he would have had a large house over by the sailcloth works, which later became the laundry.
But it wasn't, it was a little cottage.
Cottage up the top there, number 40, I think it is now. That's where he was born and his brothers.
So was his sole employment, apart from his times of painting and so on, for Liberties during his career or not?
No, what happened, of course, when he left school, he didn't go into the family engineering business, which his brothers did, and successfully ran it. They even owned the Douglas Head Ferries at one time. No, he trained to be an art teacher. Art was his living ambition. He taught here, pupil teacher. He went away, he taught in England, and that's where the Knox Guild started. He had his own groupies, these female students flocking him around him. And you know, even after his death, they still had the Knox Guild. Such was his popularity. So he taught, and he had a little go in America for a couple of years. The liberties bit, he wasn't a full-time designer for them. He didn't go into the office, and he was producing designs for them. He was one of their top designers. But, of course, they never gave recognition to the designer. Liberty was the name that was stamped on it.
But there's a little bit about Knox, to me anyway. When you see his name mentioned, when you see any of his works, when we occasionally go into Liberties, we often go into Liberties but can't afford to buy anything, but... There's a Manx pride involved with it, isn't there, really?
Absolute.
It reflects,
absolute,
doesn't it?
Yeah. And, of course, if you say to them, I'm from the Isle of Man, unfortunately, many of the staff in Liberty sort of look at you as if to say, where? They don't know that connection. And I think, as Manx people, being proud, we do need to tell people. And when I have groups coming from England, different arts and crafts groups, Victorian societies from different regions, they come to Cronkbourne. And now when they come, and there'll be one coming very shortly, first thing they're going to see is the plaque.